This certainly is not the end of our journey. We fully expect lawsuits to be filed and that this portion of the law be challenged.
The Supreme's rule on SB 1070. Some say they're worried about racial profiling. Others think at least Jan Brewer, the governor of Arizona, was left with one leg to stand on. What does it all mean? We're going to sort it out during this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How are you? We're at the start of a very big week, one that is going to affect every single one of us. The health care ruling is the next shoe to drop from the Supreme Court. Ultimately, what will that ruling be? Will we see pieces of Obamacare stand or all of it crumble away? What happens with the individual mandate? That is key. The individual mandate is supposed to kick in 2014. What are the true facts concerning health care? Depending on what happens and just the way it stands now, how much more are you going to have to pay? For younger people, the estimate is maybe 30% more if you're under 30. Already paying close to that with what's kicked in at this point. And so much of it has to do with the individual health mandate. So coming up a little bit later on this show, in our last hour, great conversation from Washington on that very thing, what truly is healthcare and how much it's going to cost. If the thing stands the way it is now, which I don't think it will, pieces of it for sure will fall, probably the individual health mandate. Either way, it's going to be a rallying cry for sure for Republicans, probably, and Democrats, just like the ruling from the Supreme Court on this Arizona law that never kicked in. So you heard the governor, Jan Brewer, right there at the top, reacting to the law, realizing that there's going to be other challenges, even in trying to have it, have the law enacted at this point, because already the Attorney General, Eric Holder, is saying, oh, we're going to be watching, monitoring closely for racial profiling. We're looking for it. It's an opportunity for racial profiling. Do you think it's an opportunity to racially profile when some kind of a traffic violation is going on and you're pulled over by a cop or a sheriff's deputy who see something is wrong, your registration is out of date, whatever it is, your inspection, the maybe perhaps the taillight's busted? That happens to a lot of people. Remember, Warren Jeffs, that's how they got him, the polygamist. The idiot was trying to hide out in Vegas, and he had a busted taillight. Sometimes that's all it takes. So if there is a traffic violation and someone's in the country illegally in Arizona and the cop asks for ID like everybody else, let me see your driver's license, then the jig is up, and that means they can be taken in. But the key thing here is ICE has the authority. The feds still have the authority, which means when they're stopped, it'll have to be run through the feds. So what do you think they're going to do, run all over Arizona and be involved in all these traffic stops? Should that be part of the equation and it starts to be on the rise, which I think it will, because people get stopped for violations going through not signaling, going through a stop sign. Speeding, you name it. We have all kinds of things that could get you pulled over. So how this is all going to be play out is going to be interesting to see in Arizona. The Supreme Court reined in, however, Arizona's law partially. So some really believe it weakened the efforts by Arizona. The high court decision struck down three provisions in the law, including one that allowed the local cops to arrest anyone they suspected of committing a deportable offense. The ruling did leave what I talked about, the central part of it, the heart of the law, in place. So during routine stops to check, they could check the immigration status of anyone they suspect is in the country illegally. The Democrats say, oh, this is crap. It's racial profiling. This shouldn't have stood. It's still a big, big mistake. And the Arizona governor says nonsense and has denied that all along. However, and this is key, the Department of Homeland Security stopped a program in Arizona. You know what that program is? 287G. That program allowed the feds to deputize the locals, the cops, the sheriff's deputies. Because think of Arizona, think of all the counties, etc., to make immigration-based arrests. Now, according to Homeland Security, the administration says that the agreements aren't useful now in states that have Arizona-style kind of laws. So Immigration and Customs Enforcement rescinds that agreement. And then that means, like I said, with these checks, they're still going to have to go through the feds. So imagine what that would be like. ICE would have to select where they could respond. I mean, how many ICE guys do you have in, how many feds do you have hanging around waiting to respond to traffic calls? I'm going to say probably not that many. And what the governor said later in the day Monday was the decision to do that shows that the Obama administration is further demonstrating their disregard for the safety and security of the people in Arizona. And it's a flat-out war on Arizona. Others backed her up. So the bottom line is the Supreme Court ruling left some of Arizona's law standing. And what will this mean in the enforcement part of it? The heart of the bill was definitely upheld unanimously. So they are going to implement that. They're going to try to do whatever they can to push forward, and they're going to take on any other legal challenges along the way. There's immigration laws in other states, Utah, Alabama, Georgia, Indiana, South Carolina. We've talked about it. They are kind of swinging in the wind, too. The governor in Alabama, Robert Bentley, says that his state is going to analyze the opinion to determine its impact on Alabama. But say he says it's not that identical to Arizona. There's some things that are, but not completely. So we'll see what happens when this comes to the enforcement stage, which is now. They'll try to enforce this immediately. I understand that some of the officers are ready to roll. They've been going through the training, anticipating that this is what's going to happen. Does this hurt or help Obama in his quest to be reelected? Is it fair or foul when it comes to the people in Arizona? Does anyone listening to me think it's racial profiling? If you do, don't be afraid to step out of the shadows. Because we don't care what your stripes are here at America Tonight. Right of right or left of left, I always invite everyone to the overnight party. All you have to do is jingle these numbers. 855-266-HATE. 855-266-HATE. And oh boy, coming up later, we're going to talk to the daughter of Hank Williams Sr. about a new movie coming out called The Last Ride, the story of Hank Williams, the original bad boy of country music. We got a cool soundtrack. We're giving it away. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
See what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my life with sun. Let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true.
All right, which statement is true? The Supreme Court ruling is righteous, or the Supreme Court ruling is wrong and doesn't do much to help Arizona or other states who are taking matters into their own hand. One person not happy with the ruling is Mayor Greg Stanton. Do you know who he is? He is the mayor of Phoenix who's opposed to little chunks of things happening here and there rather than the whole enchilada. Listen to what he has to say. Maybe not. He went silent. We're gonna let you hear what he said here in just a second. I think he's a little gun shy because everybody has been in Arizona anyway has been gunning for him. I think here he is in the wings.
I opposed it when it was going through the legislature, and I oppose it now. Not just because of the constitutionality issues, but because I believe that it is bad public policy for our city and our state. Today's decision by the Supreme Court is a reminder that we can't have a patchwork of state laws on immigration around the country.
All right, so he hated it from the beginning. He was opposed to Jan Brewer signing it into law, said so, took big swings at her along the way, and you heard what he said there, that he thinks patchwork doesn't work, and it can't be that way with the states. I disagree. What happens if I'm the governor of Arizona? People are blowing up my phone lines with all kinds of problems in their neighborhood, schools and hospitals and costs being passed on. Do I just sit there when I've asked for help again and again and again and the feds do nothing? They do nothing, so I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. No matter what letter that I happen to be sporting around, a D or an R, doesn't matter. If you are the governor or if you're a state legislator, isn't the idea that you're trying, aren't we all trying to reach this harmony, this utopia that we never will reach, but aren't we trying to do things that help our state really thrive? Aren't we trying to get our crime numbers lower? That wasn't happening, frankly, in Arizona. It wasn't happening. That's why she signed it into law, because she knew, you know what, I have listened to all kinds of things on this, and I cannot just stand here and not sign. I can't just let this go and not sign it. I can't veto it. I can't say forget it. I have to say yes. Because some people thought maybe she wouldn't say yes, but she did, and she's been fighting hard for Arizona to be able to have the right to help themselves, since the feds are not really helping them. I mean, it's pretty much documented over what has not happened. They've asked again and again and again and again, and it, you know, hasn't happened. So I know that some of you want to weigh in on this. I am sure you are out there chomping at the bit, or maybe not. Maybe you're tired of hearing this, you know, over and over again. Would you like your state to adopt a similar policy? If you're listening to me in the land of Lincoln in Illinois, if you're listening to me in Missouri, would you like to see the same thing happen? There's people in Mississippi. How do you feel about it? Do you think a little bit of the Arizona law would help parts of Mississippi? And this goes back to the job thing, too, because of the struggle people have had with jobs. I mean, it started to happen at the peak of the building frenzy, which, of course, the housing market tanked. But you had builders, roofers, all kinds of people that couldn't find jobs anymore. Why? Because you could get it done cheaper labor. Listen, I see it in the neighborhoods all over Texas, all over New Mexico, all over California. When people hire people, they've got a couple of different crews that do yards. Who are you hiring to do the yard? The guy who's costing you less money. It's like the Walmart theory. Ooh, well, we want to have Americans have jobs. We want to manufacture more. We want more made in America. But we want to go to Walmart, pay nothing, get cheap crap that's made in China that might have, you know, lead that poisons us, which has happened, dog food that's tainted. But we'll take our chances because some of the stuff's good and not all of it's made in China. So we're going to go there because it's cheaper. We're not going to pay what it would cost for American-made goods. Instead, we're going to go and get that stuff. So, you know, it's the same theory. We want it cheaper, and that's it. So bottom line, it affects the job market. Certainly we're seeing it affect other areas of life, and especially in border areas like Arizona. I mean, it's an uphill battle for them in Arizona, and it has been for a long time, just like in New Mexico, just like in California. That's why California partially is sitting on this big problem called a $16 billion deficit. So the government gets bigger, but the enforcement is less when it comes to illegal immigration. And nobody's willing to take up and take a big swing at this. They're not. That's why states are left floundering and trying to figure out, man, what do we do? Here's the problem. We have it documented as to where the money's going, so we can't keep doing the same thing. We got to come up with a different alternative. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, I'm very excited about our couple of guests, including the daughter of Hank Williams Sr., Jet Williams, who was instrumental on some of the cuts from the soundtrack of the motion picture about her father, The Last Ride. Also, Benji Gaither, you know, the Gaither family, so famous, the gospel singing Gaithers. They have a big claim to fame in the music industry. He put it together. He produced the movie and put it together, and the same thing with the soundtrack. And this is going to be in theaters later this summer. The soundtrack is just out. I think you might be able, as of a day or two ago, to get it on iTunes, and we're going to give away two copies of that after the interview. As I said, that's coming up next on America Tonight. We thought with all this conversation about health care and immigration law and Supreme Court rulings that we would take a break and lighten the load a little bit and do something about an upcoming movie. We thought that'd be fun. So The Last Ride, and how do you put something like that together? How do you weave in a soundtrack with a movie, especially if you think of Hank Williams Sr.? Of course, we all know Hank Williams Jr., but Hank Williams Sr. was the quintessential songwriter. And, you know, you think of the 40s and the 50s and some of the music that he put out there, like Hey Good Lookin', remember that song? That huge. That was a Hank Williams Sr. song. And I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, he did that song. And there's a slew of others as well. And this remake, I guess, of some of the music is done so well. I listened to the whole soundtrack and was really blown away by so many of the cuts, honestly. They sent me a copy of it, and I've been listening to it. I thought I would check it out and see what I thought, especially with some of those big songs that I knew, to have them redone. How do they get that sound of the sort of 40s and 50s without it being too honky-tonk and fitting into a movie? And I think they did a brilliant job of it. So that's coming up next. And then after that, We Can Count. Boy, we missed just a couple of days because other things were going on. And a lot of you said, where's We Can Count? Because it is always about the numbers, isn't it? Of course it's about the numbers. I read an interesting story today about a guy in Canada who had a house, picked up a house for less than $15,000 right there on that cut line, and then sold it for millions. Yeah, millions. That's a pretty nice profit. So what was up with that story? That's going to be part of We Can Count. And then there are a few other things that we mix in as well, including hackers and their attacks on the CIA. But first, kick back, relax, and enjoy Jet and Benji, Famous Families. Interesting movie coming out. It looks terrific. The Last Ride. That's next on America Tonight.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and super male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client, and you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hear that lonesome whippoorwill. He sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is whining low. I'm so lonesome I could cry. I've never seen a night so long when time goes crawling by. The moon just went behind the clouds to hide its face and cry.
Hey, I have a big treat for y'all out there listening to America Tonight. You know what a huge fan I am of Hank Williams. Well, check it out. The original motion picture soundtrack, we are giving it away tonight. It's called The Last Ride, a story of Hank Williams. And I'm telling you, it is smoking. I've been listening to it, driving around, listening to it for days now. I love it. And we have with us people that are heavily involved and featured on this soundtrack right here for you to have a conversation with. Can you believe it? Here on America Tonight. You know how I have a fondness for musicians. Jet Williams is with us, Hank Williams Sr.'s daughter and musician. And also Benji Gaither. Of course, he's the son of some of those gospel greats. You know the Gaither family. I don't have to introduce you to the Gaither family. Everybody knows them, right? So two household names, both had a lot to do with this new release. Jet, Benj, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, it's our pleasure.
Yes.
All right, let's start with Jet. Jet, how did this all come together? How did the soundtrack all come together?
Well, you know, Benji's the one that produced it. I just had the honor of being asked to write some songs, and I cut some songs for the album, and so I have four cuts on the soundtrack. And you know, the thing about it is you're absolutely right about the soundtrack. It is absolutely wonderful, and I think the folks that get it, you know, will really enjoy the selection of songs that have been put on this particular CD.
So, Benj, when you know, Jet just gives you all the credit, she's saying, you produce this, you put this sucker together. When you go to put something like this together, what are you thinking in your mind as you're producing it? What are you thinking of for how many cuts? What's the kind of sound you want? How do you lay this whole thing out?
Well, I mean, that, we went back and forth on how to do this. And, you know, you get pitfalls. If you just grab songs from the 1940s, artists, first of all, there's money involved. But then, you know, we just didn't want to slam a whole bunch of songs from the 40s on the soundtrack, but we wanted to sound authentic. So we decided to go in, and we actually do have a number of songs that are old-timey songs. We went in and re-recorded them in that same style and used current artists. And then we also wrote some new ones for the soundtrack and with the same sound. And we wanted, you know, 1940s, 1950s kind of old country sound, which I believe we got successfully, and I'm really proud of it. And it turned out great.
How long, when you get all these people together and you pull this together, how many days or how many months does it take to produce that? Because you got to get people in and out of studios. What was that like?
Right. You know, it just was ongoing. I would do a little here and I'd do a little there. And we just, you know, we started filming this thing. And like I said, we didn't really know which direction we were going to go until the whole thing was edited and put together. And then when we went into post-production, really wasn't the final project. I mean, we still had green screen and stuff like that, but it was pretty much edited together. I started thinking about how I wanted to do this, and I had several conversations with Harry Thomason, the director, and we just ended, and I sent him a couple of things. He flipped over and he said, okay, keep going. So, you know, it was that kind of thing. We just out and in, and I did some of the stuff in my basement, in my studio in Indianapolis, and then I did quite a bit of it in Nashville, you know, and then Jeff Sylvie, who's a friend of mine that I grew up with in Indiana, he's a writer in Nashville and a producer too. He co-produced the project with me and helped me, because I, you know, I also produced the film. So, you know, I would between my obligations of trying to put the film together and get it out and get everybody paid and everything, I was going back and forth to Nashville and producing the soundtrack. So Jeff Sylvie actually came in and helped me quite a bit too, especially in terms of finding the musicians and getting the musicians together and getting a whole sound for the project.
Jet, for you, for your part in The Last Ride, as you mentioned, writing some of the songs, pulling it together from your end, I would imagine, did you feel any kind of pressure? Because this is Daddy's baby, in a sense. I mean, this is his story. So there had to be kind of a double-edged sword. You had to be excited and thrilled about this and being heavily involved. But at the same time, I would imagine there's a little bit of pressure. Did you feel that?
Yeah, I did, because, you know, the thing about it is the movie was almost complete by the time that I became involved with it, and then with the music, you know, but it was an honor, I mean, to be able to, you know, to be asked to be a part of this. But what I did was I went into the studio. It was kind of funny because I ended up doing my own session thing and ended up actually selecting most of the guys that were on the original soundtrack part of it, and I sort of did what I thought was a demo to see if that's kind of, you know, what they were looking for me to do, and I got a call and said, hey, it's great, and I said, what? And so it turned out, because I was trying to think that, like what Benji was talking about, like in the part that I did, you know, we used drums, but the drummer was using brushes. Because at that particular time, you know, the drums were, we told the drummer, I said, I'd rather feel the drums than hear them, you know. And so because of that era, you wanted, you know, I was trying to, which Benji did too, is, you know, cut the soundtrack as if you were walking in the studio and that's, if you turned on the radio, that's what you were going to be hearing, you know, not a big blown production like you get today.
Right, wow. Right. And you definitely accomplished that, guys, because for me, what do I know? I'm not a music critic, but in just chilling out and listening to it, I got that complete feeling. The way you described it is dead on. You know, in putting this together, Benj, do you feel like, you know, once you had everything completed, like you said, it sounded like it was so hectic, once you have this movie all put to bed, do you feel pretty good about it? Do you feel like, wow, we nailed it, we nailed The Last Ride?
You know, it's funny. I hate to toot my own horn, but yeah, I feel like that. I feel like this is what, and we're gonna get. I mean, we're gonna get criticisms Either way, we do this. But at the end of the day, I listen to this and say, if I had it all to do over again, I don't think I'd do any different. The funny thing is, when Jet was working on her project, we did this. We got some of the same musicians, some of the same musicians that played on some of the early stuff in the 50s and 60s, and like Charlie McCoy and Jimmy Capps and some of these, you know, guitar player, harmonica player, and people that knew how it sounded. And she used the same musicians when we came, when we didn't even know it. You know, so it ended up sounding so, I mean, just like one. It's really amazing that it ended up sounding like one project because, you know, this, like I said, we did this over a course of months, and I was producing and doing this, but, you know, I think everybody kind of pulled together and knew exactly what we were going for. And yeah, I do. I think we did a great job, and I'm really proud of it.
Jeffrey. The other thing too, I think, is real important is that, you know, it's one thing if you just listen to the CD, mm-hmm. but if you go see the movie, say listen to the CD, then go to the movie, and then see how delicately these songs were selected to complement the movie. You know, so what's happening in the movie and a song is playing, it's like a hand in a glove. I mean, that song fits that perfect spot. And to me, then it makes it even more special when you go back and then re-listen to the CD, because then, you know, you'll think of that scene in the movie when that song was playing. And, you know, as I said, it really does, the movie and the CD complement each other.
Jen, I was going to ask you this. It's funny. That was like my follow-up there was to how it was wove in and how it fit with the soundtrack. But for you, of all, and this is a tough question, but of all the songs, what's your favorite song of your dad's? What's your favorite song?
Well, my favorite song that he wrote
mm-hmm.
is I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. And I'm just going to say this. Michael English's version on that CD, and, of course, that's the version in the movie, is, I tell you what, it can make a rock cry.
Really? And you know what? It is good. I listen to it. You're absolutely right. I like that, but you know what? I can't help myself, Jed. I still like Hey, Good Looking.
Well, you know what's unique about that, you know, I was born 5 days after my dad died.
Yeah.
And so I never met him.
Yeah.
But in the movie and with that song, I actually, with today's technology, I actually have a conversation with him before I sing it.
Wow.
And
how
so,
cool is that?
So that's pretty cool. And in fact, I'll give away the first part. That's how the movie starts, is with Hey Good Looking.
Ooh. Yeah, now you gave away the first part of it. So how about it, Benj? Give it up. This thing's put to bed. When can everybody see this in wide release?
Well, hopefully, you know, depending on New York and how New York and LA go, hopefully extremely soon in the next few months. We're, like I said, we're going out to LA to launch the premiere this weekend. And it just depends on how well it's received. I think it's going to do well. I think we have some high expectations for it. But then we're going to come out in video on demand, of course, this fall. And then Fox is releasing the DVD next January, and it's the anniversary of Hank's death, the 60th anniversary of his death. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah, time is. Yeah, go ahead.
Also, I'd like to throw in something, and I think this is also being released by Curb Records out of Nashville here, and all the folks at Curb, and I know Benji will back me on this one, is they've really been absolutely wonderful that I've had to work with them on doing some of the publicity and everything, and also to their support for the project.
Yeah,
all right,
really
I think it's terrific. The Last Ride, and of course you can get it on iTunes. We're giving away a couple copies of it. Benj, great job. Same thing, Jet. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Hey, our pleasure. Thank you.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again. With up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Stopping weekend counts, kind of negative news. Actually, very negative news, except for in the sense that a lot of bad guys were taken out. The FBI says a nationwide child prostitution sweep actually led to the arrest of 104. 79 kids were rescued. So that is the good news. The good news is that they were rescued, but how sad that they were in this situation to begin with. It's called Operation Cross Country, and it took place Friday through Sunday. And you had 2,500 state, local, and feds all working together in 57 cities. I'd say that's cooperation, so good for them for being involved in this. And the kids that they rescued were 13 to 17 years old. One girl said she had gotten involved in prostitution when she was just 11. So now they were, as I said, bailed out of a terrible, terrible situation. And there was some law officials, law enforcement types, that were very dogged in their pursuit of those truly bottom feeders. So good for them that they were able to knock that down. Rain, 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 go away. Come back some other day. I'm sure there's some Floridians who are saying that because they're getting drenched. Tropical Storm Debbie. What a nightmare that has become in parts of Florida. They say 25 inches is completely going to be expected in the northern Gulf Coast region. The path is pretty hard to nail down. It's a crazy storm. Forecasters at one point were saying it was headed for the Lone Star State. Goodbye, sunshine. Hello, Lone Star. But on Monday at the National Hurricane Center, they had a few donuts and some coffee, thought better of it, did a little more research. And it appears that Debbie is settling on a northeastern track going along the Gulf of Mexico at about 5 miles an hour. So a very slow moving storm, which is why so much rain has been dumped. Total rainfall expected to get to maybe 25, but at least 12 to 20 inches in most of the north and central Florida. Some areas really just seeing that driving rain. So much so that the governor, Rick Scott, declared a state of emergency and actually activated the emergency op center, which means they can go out and give any kind of assistance you need for any of the local municipalities. The storm has been blamed on one death. That was after a tornado touched down through Venus. That's where it hit the center of the state. More than 55,000 people were evacuated from their houses. Businesses lost power in 42 of 67 counties. So I would say that there's a reason to declare a state of emergency. And slow moving is the name of the game. That's why so much rain is being dumped at one point, because of the fact of how it's dragging through. It's not whipping through quickly, where a lot of storms will do that. And, I mean, of course, every storm's different, and they have different personalities. But often what you see is that it's quick, it might be heavy winds, and there might be a lot of devastation, but it whips through pretty quickly. And in the case of Debbie, that's definitely not the case, which is why the high totals. All right, let's move on to something else. It's interesting, in a new poll, immigration is not the top issues for Hispanic voters. It's not the top one. What would you guess the top issue is for these voters if we're going to break it down into different ethnic backgrounds? Well, a new Gallup poll that was put out so timely on Monday indicated that immigration is actually well below most of the other things that are important. 12% of the people rated it as the top priority. Healthcare got the most. It got the most. It was number one. 19% picked unemployment. Behind that was economic growth. And then the gap between rich and poor. It's interesting because that poll comes on the same day, like I said, as the Supreme Court struck down some key parts of an Arizona law, SB 1070, that was trying to deter illegal immigration. But one of the controversial provisions that allowed the cops or the sheriff's deputies or anyone who wears a law enforcement badge to check a person's immigration status while enforcing other traffic stops, other laws that they might have violated. How about this? The Chinese are in talks to fund homes in the U.S. Boy, it is unbelievable the things that have been happening with the money that the Chinese have and how much less we have in the United States. Lennar, you might have heard of it. They're one of the biggest home builders in the country. They are in talks with China Development Bank for $1.7 billion in capital. They need it to jumpstart two San Francisco projects that would actually turn over naval bases into large-scale housing developments. So these bases then obviously get flipped. It's not final at this point, but boy, that deal would definitely show what the dynamic is now between the U.S. and Chinese economies. An American company looking to be bailed out by the Chinese to help fund this delayed and marred project from the beginning, and also partially publicly funded project that wouldn't get done. So the public kicked in on this, and they can't finish it. So the only way to finish it is to get bailed out by a big Chinese company. And they've been in talks for a while, and it looks like they have finally come to the point where they're going to cross the I's and dot the T's, so to speak. So how about that? If you go back on Lennar's history and you look at the height of the real estate bubble, they sold their stake in a land venture known as LandSource to California's public pension system for $660 million in cash. And then that company filed for bankruptcy because of all the losses in real estate values. And Lennar ended up buying back a lot of that land for pennies on the dollar. So crazy. What's very scary to me is I think that there has to be some commerce between the U.S. and China, of course. But now you're saying, okay, now we got to go to the Chinese again to try to bail out another company. And to me, that is the sign of the times. This is where we are, where we're looking for help, and it's not in our own backyard. So Lennar knew, hey, we need a lot of cash, period, end of story, to get this thing done. And this is the company. I mean, we're going to turn to them, and that's where we're looking. Wildfires and Colorado and Utah, it's awful. Now they're evacuating more people. Is there an end in sight? How crazy. You think of 20 to 25 inches of rain in Florida across that panhandle, and then you look a couple of states over at Colorado and Utah, bone dry, 10,000 more people pushed out of their houses because you got hot, dry wind. And that fans those flames. It's obvious. And you got red flag warnings, is what they call them, that are in effect across 10 states, or at least a part of 10 states. That means when you have heavy, heavy wind, low humidity, and warm temps, that's where you have the chance for a possible fire growth potential. And that's not great, because you think of all the firefighters who were brought in to try to knock down tens of thousands of acres of wildfires in Colorado and Utah. And now, because of the inferno, they had to kick out another 11,000 people in and around Colorado Springs after the Waldo Canyon fire began about a day before that. And, you know, how much can they contain? And this is the problem. It's just trying to... And no structures were lost in this one, at least, but it's trying to contain it, build that wall around it. So FEMA has been authorized, and they're using federal money to fight that Waldo Canyon fire after Colorado Springs and El Paso County declared a state of emergency, so they get that aid that they need, because they say it's beyond their resources, and one agency just can't do it. Boy, you really feel for those people. I hope they get that fire out soon.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.